for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Hallam in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Layoffs are coming to San Rosa City Schools employees. It was announced by Superintendent Anna Turnell Monday night in a parent square message. She did not indicate exactly how many employees, which departments, or which schools would be impacted, only that cuts need to be made to cover their budget shortfall. The shortfall numbers translate to about 85 positions, but it's unclear if that many staff members will be let go. The Bodine Company is fighting a proposed record $8.6 million fine levied by the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for alleged discharges from their MarkWest quarry. The company has invested over $4 million in stormwater capture and treatment systems to mitigate runoff into MarkWest Creek, Porter Creek, and eventually the Russian River. The Water Control Board says their equipment failed and allowed for excessive runoff during storms. A public hearing is scheduled for October 2nd through 4th at the Regional Board's office on Sky Lane Boulevard in Santa Rosa. We told you yesterday of Macy's plans to close an additional 150 stores within the next 3 years. This morning, we know of at least one location on the chopping block, the iconic Macy's on Union Square in San Francisco. The 400,000-square-foot building on Geary Street will be put up for sale, according to Macy's. In sports, the Warriors beat the Washington Wizards 123-112 last night. They'll take on the New York Knicks Thursday at 4:30. And your forecast, sunny and nice with low to mid-60s. Increasing clouds for tonight with a chance of rain by early tomorrow morning, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with highs in the 50s. Rain will continue pretty much through Sunday with 2 to 3 inches falling for most. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallam.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic. An expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com.
Mm-hmm. Jack Smith Glass and Sasslet Sunny.
In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
102.7, the Wolf, Rick Michaels here. So Oppenheimer is the movie that most Americans think should and will win the Best Picture at the Oscars. Barbie is second, followed by Killers of the Flower Moon.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda.
there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. All the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
in the world tonight.
Listen to The Wolf on a new frequency.
Awesome, yes.
More music, more fun, and great coverage in Petaluma. Catch us on our new frequency and find out what you've been missing.
Better.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7. But now we're also at 102.5.
Turn it up.
Turn this up.
Turn it up.
We're taking over the airwaves. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Please.
getting closer to 8 o'clock and starting to pick up a little bit on the roadway, so let's get another update on the commute from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Still looking great heading downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Taco Bell. Northbound 101 still in dandy shape between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. An easy 16-minute ride. Southbound 101 heading for Marin County. A little bit of an improvement, but you'll still hit the brakes before San Antonio Creek, getting into the Narrows, and it's very heavy through Novato now. Plan on 47 minutes to Central San Rafael, about an hour from Petaluma to the Golden Gate. Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunchwrap, Breakfast Burrito, and Breakfast Quesadilla are all filled with the ingredients you crave. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, bacon, or potato. Make it a meal with Cinnabon Delights, a crispy hash brown, and a coffee. Grab Taco Bell breakfast at participating stores till 11 a.m. while supplies last. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Able to make it enough for you. you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity. I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And now you're thinking of me when you her. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
Tell a friend about 102.7 The Wolf.
I'm gonna get you, get you, get you.
time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Authorities have identified the woman who died Friday in a single vehicle accident just outside of Sonoma as 78-year-old Janet Nicholas, a Sonoma resident and former Sonoma County supervisor. She served 7 years on the Board of Supervisors, along with being appointed to the State Board of Prison Terms and the State Board of Education. She was driving on Norbaum Road around 10:30 in the morning when her vehicle flipped down an embankment while making a turn. One of California's most polluted properties, a mercury mine in Lake County, is finally getting funding for cleanup. The Sulphur Bank mine operated between the 1860s and 1957.